You think Punk is dead?
Oi!
Think again. On Saturday, August 8th, Punks at the Park returns to Blue Note Park for Volume 2. Another loud, fast, and unforgettable night celebrating the bands that shaped British punk. Three of Winnipeg's finest bands take on five absolutely legendary catalogs. The Windups tear into The Damned, Guns of Wolseley tackle The Clash and The Specials, while the Murderbirds rip through the music of Buzzcocks and Stiff Little Fingers. If you missed Volume 1, don't make that mistake twice. That one sold out. Grab your tickets today through 3 Common or at Times Change, and don't miss Punks at the Park Volume 2, Saturday, August 8th at Blue Note Park. Presented by Times Change High and Lonesome Club and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Hi, this is Naomi Sheldon of the Gospel Queens of Brooklyn. You are listening to CJUM 101.5 FM, Winnipeg.
FM 101.5 presents 52nd Street Jazz for Sunday nights.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And the summer concert series tonight takes us back to New York City in 1963. And the concert I'm very excited about personally, this one actually comes from December 30th, 1963, recorded live at Lincoln Center Philharmonic Hall. It's Thelonious Monk and a big band, the Thelonious Monk Big Band. Started off tonight with a version of Epistrophe, an old Monk standard. That one taken at a faster pace than we're used to hearing it, but a beautiful selection. And a nice way to start us off, because when we think of Thelonious Monk and his particular style of writing and his compositions, it's really not something we think about or associate with a big band. And in fact, this was the second big band performance of his career. The first was a 1959 recording, also at the Philharmonic Theater. And what's interesting is they actually had to bring in an arranger, Hall Overton, who helped with him to sort of transcribe, orchestrate, arrange, and really put into a formal way these Monk compositions, so much of which are based on feel and rhythm and hearing other players. So a really interesting experiment for us to listen to tonight. We started off with Epistrophe. Coming up next, we're going to play two in a row. We're going to start off with the song Baya. This is a song that was likened to Ira Gittler, by Ira Gittler, to a rhythmically Latin romp. It's actually a recording that starts in 1952, done as a trio session, and then he reintroduced it in 1962 to his repertoire. So by the mid-60s, this is a song that he's really recasting and using a fair amount of in his career. And it actually gets recast a little bit later after this as a bossa nova type of tune. So what's interesting is, in the words of Martin Williams, notice how Monk has built his bridge out of the most traditional of phrases, but without merely representing a cliche. So it's our first opportunity here, it's the first heard at the Philharmonic debut, and to hear this performance, and listen especially to Monk's solo here, which is absolutely spectacular. Then after that, we're going to move on to the song I Mean You. I Mean You is another Monk composition that debuted in 1948, this time on a quartet album. By the time of Monk's success in the late 1950s, this had become a staple of his repertoire. In fact, Robert Shelton, in his New York Times review of this concert, said, I Mean You was in an abstract vein, wild, playful, putting the melody alternately just within and just beyond reach. So an interesting song. It's a lyrical solo. You're going to hear from Thad Jones as well on cornet, playing what's described as here as a lyrical solo, classically constructed and rhythmically intricate. And then Charlie Rouse will follow him with some excellent work on the tenor saxophone. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Thelonious Monk Big Band, starting with Baya and then I Mean You, both right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to 52nd Street, and the summer concert series tonight features Thelonious Monk Big Band live at the Lincoln Center Philharmonic Hall. We just heard two in a row. We started off with Baya, and then I Mean You. Coming up next, another Monk composition. Some of you will recognize this song, although honestly, so many of his songs have a similar kind of feel in terms of that rhythmic approach. But this song is called Evidence. It calls to mind the quote attributed to Monk of his circle that we're like Ravel, Stravinsky, Debussy, Schoenberg, and maybe we're a little influenced by them. And it's interesting because he's really striving to do things that some of the classical musicians are doing. Interestingly, some of the this song actually showcases what they call the monk centricities. And in fact, pianist Mary Lou Williams described this as zombie music. She said, because the screwy chords reminded us of music from Frankenstein or any other horror film. So here now, Thelonious Monk and his big band with Evidence right here on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to 52nd Street, and we are playing for our summer concert series tonight, Thelonious Monk and his big band, live from Lincoln Center Philharmonic Hall. Just heard from Evidence, great song, a Monk composition that's a classic and one that's been recorded many, many times and often attributed to that sort of Monk style. But coming up next is another song. It's going to be our last track for the evening, believe it or not. It's called Light Blue. And this is a composition that's referred to as another inventive refraction of the blues. In other words, the blues as only Monk can play and write them. It's also going to be a chance for us to hear some wonderful solo work. We talked a little bit about the big band, of course. It includes Thad Jones, who we're going to hear again on cornet. But it also includes Phil Woods, the great alto saxophone player. So we're going to hear from Phil Woods, Thad Jones, then Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, and Thelonious Monk, all of whom provide excellent solos. I hope you'll enjoy this last track. Until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Sookrooms Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sookrooms Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sookrooms Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sookrooms.
Anybody clap? Can you hang? Come on!
Since first introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now, starting at $39.50 plus fees, available through Ticketmaster.ca. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra live at the Burton Cummings Theater, October 25th, proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
You're listening to Nightlight on 101.5 UMFM. Warning, the program you are listening to is completely un... Please listen at your discretion.
I was good.